Hello, welcome to another episode of Happiness in Spite Of with Coach Kamisha Terrell. I hope everyone is doing well. And today I wanted us to have a conversation about acceptance. And when I say acceptance, what comes to mind is being able to accept people for who they are. And if necessary, making adjustments in your life accordingly. Because oftentimes, when we're in relationship with other people, we tend to have a list of shoulds, a list of who people should be, a list of who we want them to be. And oftentimes we forget that these people were who they were, and there was a reason that we chose to allow them or to want them to be a part of our lives. And it's not about bringing someone into your life to change them. It's about accepting them for exactly who they are. And what brings me into this conversation is because I've had conversations with people recently about my past experience. And in my past experience, I had all of these ideals of what a friend should be, what a partner should be, what a mother-in-law should be, what a family should be. And that caused me a lot of disappointment and a lot of pain. And once I was able to look at life from a place of acceptance, then I was able to have the freedom to define and create life on my own terms. So I accept that I have some friends who are very discerning, very emotional. I have some friends who are just fun, like tears and emotional stuff. It's just way too much for them. And so instead of trying to make one person be everything, instead of trying to make one woman be every woman, like Whitney Houston and Chaka Khan, I've learned to just accept that part. And so when I need someone to be in an emotional space with me, then I call on my friends who are a little more emotional. When I need someone who's gonna help me think through something and help me get it done and figure out the next best thing to do, I call on those friends. And it helped me to realize that it really does take an entire village, that no one person is gonna be everything for you, because then they'd be God, right? Like, and it's our kind of personal responsibility to, one, know ourselves and know, what do I need? What do I need in a friend? What do I need in a partner? To really explore yourself without judgment. Not, oh, I'm too needy. Oh, I'm too... Take the judgment off. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Give yourself the freedom to just simply be who you are. If you know that you're the type of person who likes to have fun, then you know in a partner, you're going to need someone who likes to have fun. You're not going to want someone maybe who's really introverted, maybe someone who just wants to stay home all the time, because you're not going to thrive in that relationship. So you can't meet a person who is very introverted and then try to make them the type of person who likes to go out and have fun. Now, if you meet them and they say, you know, I'm a homebody and I want to become more extroverted, or I want to start hanging out more and doing more, now that's something different. But you can't just change them into that person for your own needs and desires. And so I had to learn acceptance, and not in a bad way. You know, when I first started practicing acceptance, it was like, I can't have what I want, so I just need to accept it. But then I began to look at it differently, and I kind of was like, no, I'm gonna accept who this person is. You know, Maya Angelou has a quote that says, when somebody shows you who they are the first time, believe them. And so I've made a decision to simply believe people that this is who you are. And it's not good or bad, it just is. It just is what it is. Just like I am who I am. I am a person who needs to regularly be in nature. I'm a person who needs overnight trips to the ocean to be my best self. And I have friends who have partners whose partner would never allow them to stay a night out without them, or a night out where they cut their phone off and they can't reach them, and you know, that they're just in meditation and solitude. Like, that would not work for that relationship. And it's not right or wrong, but that person would not be happy in relationship with me, because if I tried to live by that, then I wouldn't be happy, and then they wouldn't be happy if they tried to live by what I'm doing. So it's okay, because there is someone out there that's going to be happy with them, and there is somebody out there that's going to be happy with me. So we don't have to try to fit things in. And I find oftentimes when we're desperate is when we try to make things work. You know, that has been the experience that I've had, and also what I've seen with other people. They want a relationship so bad that they'll try to make it work. They want this job so bad that they'll try to make it work. You know, they want to be friends with this person, or they don't want to feel lonely, so they try to make it work. And I just think that acceptance is the key, is one of the keys to happiness. Acceptance is a part of the breathe method that I teach and I work with my clients with. And one part is accepting yourself. We can often be so judgmental and so critical of ourselves. We can, you know, always feel like this must be wrong with me, and that must be wrong with me, and, you know, all of these different things that aren't how we think that they should be. But the question that I wonder is, who defines should? Who said they should be that way? Because if you take a moment and you think about it, in one culture, the rule is one thing. In another culture, the rule is something else. In one state, it's legal to smoke marijuana. In another state, it's not. In one state, it's legal to do this. In another state, it's not. So what is right and what is wrong? So I come from the understanding that there is no right or wrong. Like, one person may say, well, it's wrong to kill. But then if someone is attacking my family and I'm defending myself, well, that's not wrong because you're defending yourself. I don't know. So I tend to try to live my life based on my intuition, based on my spirit, based on my gut, instead of based on a list of rules, regulations, and shoulds and should nots. And it helps me to just live a little more free. So I have a question today. What in your life are you not accepting? What in your life are you trying to make work, and you're not just simply accepting it for what it is? It may be a job that requires you to get up way early in the morning, and you're not a morning person. Maybe you need to start a business so you can create your own hours, or find a job where you can start a little bit later. Who in your life are you trying to make who you think they should be, instead of accepting that this is just who they are? I'd like to hear from you. Leave me a message. Send me a message on Facebook or Instagram, or reply to the podcast and let me know. And if you like what you've heard so far, please subscribe. Please hit the like button. Also, follow me on social media at Kamisha Terrell. And please let me know if there are any topics that you would like me to discuss in the near future. It has been great having this chat with you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Mwah. Have a great day.